He did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. We don't like rules, do we? And yet, we kind of need rules. Rules and laws are important to keep an ordered society. Our God is a God of order, and therefore we need these things, even if we might not like them at the time. One problem with humanity is that even when given rules and laws, we tend to want to twist them into what we want them to be. That's what the Jews had done with the law of Moses. God had given us the Ten Commandments today in Scripture, as well as the various other commandments throughout the Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. But the Pharisees and various sects of the Jewish religion had added to it and twisted it in ways that they wanted the religion to be, making the laws and the rules in their image, not necessarily in God's. And that's why Christ had to do something new when he got here, to get those things out of the law, get those things out of the faith. And so we see that in the gospel today, him physically getting those things out of the temple. When people ask, what would Jesus do? At times, whipping people and flipping tables is a viable option. Because Christ had the zeal, the love of God and his temple, and wanted to see them turn from their evil ways and back to good. Likewise in us, righteous anger can be a good thing, because it can prompt us to action. But of course, being sinful humans, we have to be careful that that doesn't turn to hate, that that doesn't turn to wrath and resentment. We need the strength and the power of God. The Israelites, when they were in the desert, when Moses was receiving these Ten Commandments today on Mount Sinai, they made the golden calf. And the golden calf was not of a new god. It was a depiction of the God who had brought them out of Egypt into Israel. However, the great sin there was that they made God into what they wanted him to be. They put God in a box. They wanted to limit God. And God, of course, has no limits. He cannot be limited. He is almighty, all-powerful, and more than we can imagine. Yet we do exactly that, don't we? We put God in a box, saying, this is my God, and he doesn't come outside of this. But we had to be very careful, because we are sinning in the same way that the Israelites sinned before us. We have to be open to God and his movements. As we've seen through our lives, God's divine providence does amazing things, and he's a God of surprises. He's always doing something new that we weren't expecting, just as he did today in the gospel. Certainly, they were not expecting that of their would-be Messiah to kick all the money changers out of the temple. And so we have to kick the money changers out of the temple of our lives as well. And this Lent is the time to do that, to take inventory of what is in us that is something that we need to get rid of. And also, what is in us that is very good and needs to be augmented, accentuated. God has done great things in us, and we need to work with him so that they grow and we benefit from it, and others benefit from it as well. In our prayer in this Lent, we always return to our God, be open to him, and repent of our sins. In our fasting, we show that repentance, that penance, that strengthens us, that gives us discipline. And in our almsgiving, our works of charity, those things that we have discovered with God come into action. And we go out and fight that injustice. We go and do charitable works and do what we can to bring others to Christ. We preach Christ crucified, as St. Paul tells us today. It's not a God that we think of, not a God that we want. But Christ came to suffer for us in order to show us what true love is, that self-sacrificial love, that we can do that as well, sacrificing ourselves for the good of others. And so in this Lent, let us combine our sufferings with Christ and his passion so that we too can discover what true love is and in ways that we never thought possible before. Because God is unlimited and he continues to surprise us all the time. Let us be open to his movements in our lives so that we too can experience that love and share that love with all we encounter.